how about leading the league here in receptions after 4 weeks, 5 weeks?
I didn't know that. Honestly, I didn't know. Honestly, that stuff doesn't even matter to me. And I'm telling the truth. I mean, it's about going out there and winning football games. That's a stat I'm most proud of so far this year, and hopefully we can keep it up.
Keeping this team grounded during this streak, I mean, how important is that? Who takes the role in that? Or do you speak up a little bit? Or?
Well, I think majority of the leaders on the team, I know I've been stressing that, but obviously Smitty is the one. You know, in meeting rooms, that's the first thing he says. You know, don't buy into the hype. Offensive coordinator says that. Dirk Cutter. I mean, why do that at this point anyway? I mean, it's important that we keep going out there, keep trying to get better, especially after the last two games that we played. We could play a lot better. And like I said after the game, any team that we play from here on out, as long as we keep doing what we've been doing, they're going to be gunning for us. I mean, they are going to bring their best. So, and I expect nothing less from the Raiders this week. They're going to come in here ready to go, primed to get an upset. And why wouldn't you? If I was in their position, I'd do the same thing. I'd prepare my best and be ready to go. So it's important that we stay grounded. We don't look ahead. We don't take any team lightly. And we go out there and play good Atlanta Falcon football.
Now, how does that feel to be hunted?
It's great. I've been in that position before. Obviously, I've been around a long time. So I know how it is. And it's important that you have to, you know, not listen to the outside noise, to the media, to your family, to your friends across the league saying you guys are balling, man. You guys are doing so well. You can't listen to that stuff. You need to keep saying to yourself, man, we got something to prove here. We got to stay hungry. We got to stay humble. We got to go out there and keep that work ethic that got us to this point. Otherwise, you can get taken away so quickly. It is hard to win an NFL football game. So it's important that we stay focused and keep going out there, keep preparing.
And my last question, how does it feel to still be viable? I mean, later stages of your career and doing the things you're doing, I mean, it got to make you say, hey, I'm still putting it in.
Well, I think I've been viable for my whole career, I like to think. This is what I – which what we all prepare for, at least I hope. That's what it just came from. I mean, I'm in the weight room every day trying to be the best player that I can be to help this team win. And I look at it and you say to yourself, you better take a little satisfaction. I do. And to knowing that I put the work in, it gives me a little bit of clarity. You know, it makes life make sense that you put the work ethic in and you can go out there and perform. And I can't take all the credit, obviously. I think Matt Ryan is playing unbelievable. Everybody knows that. He's done really, really well. And then obviously with Roddy and Julio outside, it gives me a matchup opportunity. And I give them a matchup opportunity. That's part of the beauty of this offense, how good it is and how good it can be.
Tony, you talked about the big picture thing of keeping people level, teammates level. There's also been a patience factor, hadn't there, in the last two games, because you guys have had some moments, the offense particularly. It's, you know, it's been tough.
Yeah,
it's been tough. And so it's a patience thing on the sideline. And then you get there and say, you know, these plays are going to open up for us, and we just got to stay the course.
Yeah, we got to stay the course. And then when you look back at the film, and I guess any team in the NFL can say this, like, hey, you know, if we got this block here, if we would have took this angle on this particular play, then it would have turned out for us, and then we wouldn't even be in the, you know, we'd have points on the board. But it does teach us some resiliency and teaches us that, you know, when we as we go on and if we get to where we want to go, especially playoff time, and I hate even talking about that at this point, but that's what comes up. You're going to get some real good teams, and it's not always going to go the way that you want. And it shows good character of our team up to this point, and we got to build off of it because it's not always going to go our way, and we got to compensate and make sure that we get it right when we don't.
You're not a numbers guy, but one touchdown away from being at 100, that's a pretty special honor. You're in a good company right now.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I guess I better be close after 16 years, though. So, that's definitely, if any other goal that I had this year coming in, besides obviously being on a great football team and getting to the Super Bowl, that was my only personal goal, was to try to score 5 touchdowns. And I'm glad that I'm coming up to it. Hopefully I get it this week. If not, I'm sure it'll happen sooner or later.